Ahoy.
Oh, my God. Is that my honey bunny right there, my big honey bear?
Is this Fat Pat? Fat Pat? Oh, Fat Pat, how are you, sweetheart? Oh, baby.
Oh, my God, it's been too long, honey.
Oh, darling, how have you been, dear? Have you kept the fat off, Fat Pat?
You know, at 2018 is going to be my year. I know I've said that every year since Y2K, but this year's really going to be it, honey.
Okay, yeah, baby.
And I get out of bed, and I take off my night clothes, and I stand right in front of that mirror, honey. Mm-hmm. Stand right in front of that mirror, and I take a good, hard look at all the fat. And you know what I say?
What do you say, Fat Pat?
Fat, get off me!
Yeah, Fat, get off me!
That is my daily affirmation.
You know what? Yeah, you've influenced D-Train, Fat Pat.
Oh, my God, I am so happy to hear that. And, boy, did you hit a home run bringing that fellow on. What a great big hunk of a man.
Yes. What can I do for you, Fat Pat? It's always great hearing you. It's always great hearing you from you. But what can we do for you, baby?
Well, I just can't believe that my honey bear, my sugar bear there, Stan, has now become a silver fox.
Well, I don't know.
56 years old.
I don't know. I'm 55 right now, and I found out, Fat Pat, I can get some of the perks for, senior citizen.
Well, I don't know how you get away with it, honey, because you don't look a day over 50.
Oh, thank you, baby. Fat Pat, it's great hearing from you, but what brings you on the show today?
Well, it's just been too long, honey.
It's been too long,
and I listen to you every day while I do my, I get out my reducing equipment.
Right. Well, I can tell you, this silver fox is glad you called, Pat.
Oh, it is so good to talk to you, and I'm sorry because it's my fault. I haven't picked up the phone or anything, but I have just been taking massive doses of vitamin E.
Oh, well, you know what? That should make your husband happy. I know I spoke with him once before. He's not that much of a happy man. He's got his own issues, but that vitamin E, that's got to help, with the love life.
Well, to each his own. I choose to embrace life and dance as if everybody's watching me.
You've always embraced life. You've embraced it mind, spiritually, and physically as well. You take in everything that has to offer. You've never turned down a dessert. You've never turned down
a gourmet meal.
You've never turned down a smoke, a cigarette, or anything. You live it to its fullest.
Absolutely, because otherwise, what's the point, honey?
Exactly.
What's the point?
You gotta live.
What's the point?
So how are you gonna take the weight off for 2018 if you're living life to its fullest?
Because everything's about balance, honey.
Oh, that's true.
Look, the way I look at this is I want to share this with you and I want to share it with your audience.
Okay.
Because I made the mistake for you, so you don't have to make this mistake.
Oh, yeah? Okay. What was it? What mistake did you make for me?
Well, this was a couple weeks ago, honey. I was up in the middle of the night. I don't know why I couldn't sleep. And so I turned on the TV, honey. Mm-hmm. And you know what I saw?
What'd you see, Fat Pat?
I thought it was God talking to me. Because this was the answer to all my problems. Because it was a product being advertised.
Yeah.
That it's like a cream, and you put it right underneath your eyeball.
You put a cream underneath your eyeball?
You know where you get bags?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the bags under the eyes, sure.
And this commercial just seemed to go on forever. And they said, you just put this on, and it takes away all of the wrinkles, and they had the testimonials where all the people were saying,
yes.
Oh, my God, this is amazing.
They wipe it, and they have the time lapse that shows you under the bags under the eyes disappearing.
Oh, did you see it, too, honey?
I did. I've seen that.
And I thought to myself, Patty, this is a miracle.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to myself, you know what? God wanted you to see this because it's the middle of the night. You shouldn't even be up.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly shouldn't be eating chips and dip.
Right.
But,
right.
But
right.
It all came to me at once. God wanted me to see this.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and I should not be eating chips and dip.
Yeah,
and I'm looking very old.
Yeah, and so did you get some of this to put under the eyes?
Let me tell you something, a little secret.
Yeah,
it's all a scam, and it's way too much money.
Once
I realized this, I thought, thank God I put it on his card.
Yeah, because it'll keep sending it to you.
But anyway, I went down to have my dog put down to veterinarian, and I was just chatting with this lady.
Hold on. You had your dog put down at the veterinarian? Was your dog sick?
It was just old, honey, it was just squirting everywhere. It was just time.
Yeah, it was... Just because it's old doesn't mean it needs to be put down. I mean, the dog need to be walked.
Honey, you know I love to have the most beautiful, luxurious white carpeting, and I just can't have it. I can't have it.
So you put the dog down. Okay, so that was last
week.
Now,
we talked about how you do that on a budget and all that, but I'm not going to get into that right now. But I'm crappy, you know.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I was there to put the dog down, and the dog is just driving me nuts because it's all wheezy and all that. I'm like, how damn long does it take? All they got to do is put a needle in.
All right.
So while I'm having to wait to have my dog put down, I get in a conversation with this lady, and she had a cockatoo.
Uh-huh.
I said, look at my eyes. You can't tell I'm an old lady.
Uh-huh.
And she said, I know about that stuff. And I was talking to somebody else. And you know what she found out?
What?
You can do the same thing, and it only costs you a couple dollars.
Well, what do you mean you can do the same thing and it only costs you a couple? What is it?
All they're telling you with all that fancy advertising.
Yeah.
You do the same thing with Preparation H, honey. Same thing you use on your bunghole.
It works?
It absolutely works. It does the same thing. I wouldn't be surprised if the people that do that commercial didn't just order up a bunch of Preparation H and put it in a blue package.
All right, so So you went and bought a bunch of Preparation H?
Well, what I did is I did an experiment, honey.
Yes.
I did an experiment.
And experiment.
I got the Preparation H, and then I got this real expensive stuff.
Yeah,
and
the serum.
I did one eye with the stuff you put on your bunghole, and the other one with the real expensive stuff.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
You can't tell.
They both smell the same?
Yeah, do they smell the same?
Oh, they both got an odor, honey.
Okay, so there's...
They both got an odor.
It does wear off. How long, if I put Preparation H under my bags, how long does it last?
Oh, it lasts you a couple hours, and then I found out from this same lady who was there when I was having my dog killed.
Yeah.
She said lots of celebrities know about this,
uh-huh.
And she said one of the big ones that's real popular now... she's a singer. Lady Goo Goo.
Gaga, yeah. She uses Preparation H?
She walks around with the stuff you put on your bunghole under her eyes all the time, honey.
Really? And it makes her look young. You know, that is just great. You know, I'm going to go out tonight, Fat Pat, and get me some Preparation H and try it underneath the eyes, and I'll let you know.
It's going to take a year off your life.
But it only lasts a few hours.
I think it lasts like 3 to 8 hours.
Oh, so it will last 8 hours.
It probably would get you through a show. You probably could do one of your appearances.
Yeah.
You know, where you have to dress up all night.
Yeah.
You'd probably be fine for that.
Okay.
What you probably want to do is just squirt a little out the tube, put in a little tissue.
Yeah.
And if it starts to wear off, just pretend like you got a little allergy or something like that, and then you just pull that tissue right out of your little pocket. That little dab will do you.
Yeah, but you don't need it. It would hurt if it went right into your eye. If I'm wiping my eye and that stuff gets in my eye.
I'm not telling. No, you don't put it on your eyeball, silly.
What happens if you sweat or something?
What I'm saying is so you can carry it with you if it wears off.
Right. And you'll know it when it wears off, right?
Oh, my God. You'll frighten people.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope want to sin. Go fill out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. All afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Years ago when we told you about that woman who made her own shrimp standing over a bucket? Well, it's all true. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Friday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
Yep.
And the whole Hee-Haw gang here today. My name's Stan. There's my buddy Haney.
How's that song go? Misery.
Miss a D train?
Despair, misery.
Oh, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, darn depression, excessive misery.
Yeah.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's what I do when I look right over there.
Excuse me, son. Have you seen...
See if you can find a good clip of that.
I got a great version of it.
That'd be a good Friday tune for us all.
I got a quarter of my voice back.
Yeah, I can take you somewhat seriously today.
Yeah, I've been hacking up green crap all day, so it's coming back.
No. Now, that's not good. You got an infection. Did you get to a doctor?
No.
They wanted too much money.
Yeah,
they did.
$120 just to walk through the door.
Oh, here we go. Yes!
Woo!
Despair and agony on me.
Whoa.
Deep, dark depression, excessive misery.
Oh.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair and agony on me.
Oh, I love it.
Agony on me.
Whoa.
Deep, dark depression, excessive misery. For bad luck, I have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
Hi, I'm the Statler Brothers.
Gloom, despair, and agony on me. Deep, dark depression, excessive misery.
Sing it, Dave.
If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
One more time.
Woo! Gloom, despair, depression, excessive misery. If it weren't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony on me.
There you go.
Where
are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over and I thought I found true love. You met another and you was gone.
There we go. That's how you start a show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I want you, because I heard Fat Pat was on this first break.
What a saint of a woman.
Saint of a woman. I need you to go to the store and get me a tube of Preparation H. We'll do it right here in the studio.
Okay.
Well, it'll make your eyes burn.
You don't put it on the eyeball, honey. how much is a tube of that? Look that up.
More than you'd think, I bet.
Not more than that serum stuff that they try to hawk you.
It's like $7.
I want to see if it works.
When's the last time you bought Preparation H?
He uses a popsicle.
No. I use witch hazel.
What a stoop.
About $6 a tube.
All right, I'm going to give you $5.
Unless you want some suppositories. That's quite expensive.
No, I'll give you $6. And I need you to get that, and then we'll see if it through the show, if it tightens me up.
All right.
Can I ask just
we got to do before and after pictures.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which means what you want to do
is not be smiling and look mean,
yeah.
And then for the after picture, smiling.
Yeah.
And my hair all
your
combed
before
up.
Picture, you know, just like pull down on your eyes.
Yeah, really make it look as bad as possible.
Slap it yourself a little bit.
Like Scotch tape.
Hold on. Now,
yeah.
I'm going to show you some money.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
I'm
want you to be very
street.
Careful. All right?
Yeah, he can. It's no problem. The store's right down the street from his house.
Yeah, it's right around the corner.
Here's five. Here's six. You know what?
Plus tax.
I'm going to give you 10.
I'll bring your receipt.
You're not giving him those valuable bills, are you?
No, I spent the oldest one.
What?
I still got it. As a matter of fact, I'm not even going to give you that one. That's still an old one. Hold on. Yeah, all I got is old ones. Eh.
Here, you keep those. I'll treat. Okay.
Right, well, here's a new five.
Oh, you got a new five?
Yeah, and give him another
is that
five.
A new five.
Here.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? All right. So what?
You're getting a small tube, yeah, not the suppositories.
I'm not going to get you suppositories. Tubes.
You're getting a small tube of hemorrhoid cream. It's called Preparation H.
I know.
Do not get another product if they don't have that, like Procto Cream or anything like that.
Because you've been down that road.
Generic brand. I know, I know.
Just Preparation H. Can I ask?
Because I've had the issue before.
This is not an issue. I'm trying to see if it gets the bags away. Don't give me about your issues.
Well, it's a little tube you stick in your butt.
Do you want me to bring up issues? Do you want me to bring up issues?
No, I'm gone later.
Okay. Well, no, I got one question to ask you.
Yeah, sure. What's up?
You've evolved since you've been here. You came back from being locked up in the woods.
Yes.
Wherever you were with the coyotes.
Oh, yes. Yeah, coyotes.
And then you came here, and it was you wanted a job, and we got you a job, and then you would be here. A lot of times when you weren't supposed to be, you'd put the extra effort in. Now, I know that since that time, you have found work, and that's part-time, and he's been laid off for a while. He just got back.
It's not.
But now you make sure that the only time you show up here is right when the show starts so you can... And then...
Look.
And then you're walking around with a laptop computer.
Yes, yes,
why
I am.
Why are you doing that? What purpose are you serving? I had to close it on you.
Show prep, bud.
Show prep?
No,
what's he doing?
No.
Show prep?
Most
what are you
show
doing?
Prep's done before the show, by the way.
Man, yeah, I know that, bro. I know that, bro. Okay.
Why are you here, show up at the last second just to be on
there? Well, maybe he shows up at the last second because when he comes in here, an hour or so early, you just berate him for an hour.
Because he won't shut up. What do you got the computer for?
Why is it you're coming in later now?
Because he doesn't care about nothing else?
Are you kidding me, man? Are you kidding me, really?
It's true. Why do you have the computer? Your mic is loud. Why do you have the computer?
I've got the computer because I'm recording this show.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. A Friday edition. That means open phones, prize blowout, starting both segments of the 3 o'clock hour. We will also give you a chance for a thou at 4 o'clock with the safe word. We'll do the grab bag in just a second. I saw this. We've all known the type, and this person should be locked up and throw away the key because he's got a problem.
Yep. Comey.
This is out of Orlando. And the Orlando Sentinel broke the story. Local papers throughout the state have picked it up. Dateline Orlando. Police say they've arrested a 34-year-old Florida man after people at a park saw him kicking swans in the head.
Oh, jeez.
An arrest report says police were called Thursday morning to Orlando's Lake Eola Park, which is known for its swans and swan-shaped paddle boats. If you've never been there and you got time to spend in Orlando, go to Lake Eola. It's beautiful, and the swans are gorgeous. Multiple people. Why does this sound like Dave? Multiple people told officers they saw Rocco Joseph Mantella kicking swans as hard as possible as he appeared to practice karate.
Karate.
The report also adds that Mantella also kicked a sleeping duck.
Oh, you got to let sleeping ducks lie.
The Orlando Sentinel reports one witness told investigators Mantella appeared to laugh when he saw her reaction to his karate kicks to the swans.
Hey-ya!
Mantella was arrested on cruelty to animals. Throw away the key. You can't cure this guy. And he remains in the Orange County jail as of today. Jail records don't list him as having an attorney.
Interestingly enough, for this one story, there's two different mugshots of this fellow, so I don't know which one's the current one. Here's one.
Look at him. Look at him. This is the guy.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. He's out of it.
Quintessential hothead.
Yep.
Here's the other one.
Well, they're the same guy, aren't they?
It's the
same
guy.
Different shirt, same story.
He may have been picked up before.
He's got a hobby.
Yep. Grab bag is brought to you
speaking
by
Swan Kickers,
Bernie's City Diner.
Oh, back in the day, we didn't call them Swan Kickers. We called them kickers.
Darn right. This is good. I like this. I'm going to give you to start the grab bag, a feel good story. And I don't see any motivation for publicity here. This woman did it because she wants to. Guy riding a subway in New York City last week was trying to study fractions.
You know, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Yeah.
Dave just got back with your preparation H, and he's got the receipt and my change and everything.
Yeah.
And I just had a visual of, because he got here pretty quick.
Yeah.
Of Dave running through the Walmart, grabbing preparation H. You know they're seeing him on security cameras because he looks shifty. And then running up to the counter, and that's his only item,
sir,
his preparation
H. Please, sir, let me help you.
No, check it out, though. I went up to the lady. I said, hey, where's your butt cream? Here you go. There's your butt cream for your face.
All right, hold on. We'll do that next break. Now, shh.
I just would love to see, you know, just a silent movie.
I recorded it. You'll see it.
Oh, you did. Good job.
Yeah.
This is a tearjerker. Guy was riding a New York subway last week. He was trying to study for fractions. Why? Because his son needed help at school. He failed a math test and failed at fractions. Well, dad wants to help his kid, but he doesn't know how to do fractions. He's not that educated, and he didn't want to see his son fail. So a math teacher happened to sit next to him while he was studying fractions, and the teacher walked him through a whole lesson so he could help his son.
I'm sitting on the train, just got a fork, tired, stressful. He was just telling a guy, you know, I'm in my 40s, and all of this is, like, new to me, so I got to relearn this to teach my son because he failed a math test. When I say I started tearing up, that warmed my heart, and I snapped a picture.
It's been around 30 years, I would say, since I did fractions. It doesn't matter if you fail. It's what you do after you fail.
It was just one person helping another, and I thought that was, like, beautiful.
We halfway there, but I wouldn't say we mastered the whole fraction thing yet. You need help sometimes, and you shouldn't want to bite your tongue to not ask for the help. So don't feel shy to ask someone for help. It's okay.
All right. Fair warning. Wow, the video's far worse than the audio. An English guy named Will Mallard spent a year with the indigenous New Guinea tribe. With an New Guinea tribe.
Headhunters?
Yeah. And they taught him how to put a live grub into his ear so that it could clean his ear and get all the earwax out. So he shows you how he finds himself a grub and jams it in his ear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Oh my God, it's working. It's working. I can hear it eating. Oh. It's coming back out. It's coming out. Look at all that. It's full of earwax.
So they just come out on their own?
I think they
keep going for the brain.
Yeah, that's what I would think. Keep going. Say what you want. I know. I told you the video's worse.
Didn't that happen in a Star Wars movie?
It happened in Star Trek.
The Wrath of Khan.
Thank you.
Kirk. Khan!
He put it into Chekhov's ear. Say what you want about our president. The true test of if someone is good and genuine is if animals and kids like them. The White House press corps brought their kids to work for Take Your Child to Work Day. The press corps, who don't like him.
Mm-hmm.
The kids absolutely loved President Trump.
Should we take your children into the Oval Office?
Yes! Or...
Can we leave your parents out here?
Yes!
Do you want your parents in the Oval Office or out?
Out!
Come on, let's go. We'll go to the Oval Office. You know, your parents are being very nice right now. I can't believe it. Right? You know why? Because they don't want to embarrass themselves in front of you. You understand that? They're being so nice. I can't believe it.
Does everybody know the name of this office?
Oval Office.
At the count of three. One, two, three.
Oval Office!
And you know they say this is the most important office anywhere in the world. Is that right?
Yeah.
You're in the Oval Office.
Yes!
And your parents are behaving very nicely for a change. That means they love and respect you, right?
Yes!
Let me get over here. We'll take a great picture. Okay? Make it good. Look how nice your parents are behaving. I can't believe it. They're not screaming and they're not going wild. But you love your parents, right? You love, everybody love their parents?
Yes!
Okay, let's go, fellas. Take a good one. Take a good one. Move on. Important picture.
Hard to believe. It's hard to believe that it's been 4 years since we lost Casey Kasem. Born April 27th, 1932.
And maybe one day he'll find peace.
We're up to our long-distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets and a situation that we can all understand, whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. And here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you play it. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, but he was most certainly a part of... Let's start again. From coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please. See, when you come out of those up-tempo damn numbers, man, it's impossible to make those transitions. And then you got to go into somebody dying. You know, they do this to me all the time. I don't know what the hell they do it for, but damn it, if we can't come out of a slow record, I don't understand it. Is Don on the phone? Okay, I want a damn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a f***ing up-tempo record every time I do a damn death dedication. Now, make it, and I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. It's a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain to not come out of a damn record that is that's up tempo, and I got to talk about a dog dying.
Ponderous.
Ponderous, man. Ponderous. Oh, also, happy birthday to Ace Frehley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Ace.
That was fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I am going to...
You know, there's other big music news today.
What?
Have you heard?
Yes, I have. And we have to wait till December. That's the sad part of it. After 34 years, ABBA is back in the studio. They're
all of them.
All four of them.
It's already done. They recorded them
two new
last
songs.
Summer.
We're not going to hear them until December. two new songs. They said like they just went on a holiday, came back. It's like it never just, you may as well have just kept it going.
And they are one of those groups that always said, no, that'll never happen.
Yep. It happened. They got two new songs. Got to wait till the end of the year.
You know why they did it? Because they realized that Agnetha's voice was the same.
Oh, yeah? Voice of an angel.
And the other one, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, Agnetha, she's my shield maiden, so.
We're all familiar if you're a rock and roll guy.
Look at that picture there with Trump and the kids. Isn't that? That's a great picture.
If you're a rock and roll guy, you know the song Smoke on the Water by Deep Purple. And you've always heard the stories. Well, that's about Frank Zappa's house burning down.
It all went down at Montreux.
Yes. Now, because the story, and I still have the clip, that one of the mamas and papas were on with us. We had every single one of them on the show.
At one time or another.
Except for Mama Cass.
And there's a reason for that.
She was dead. But they were talking about
how
they
regrets.
Stayed at Frank Zappa's house and how it caught on fire. And I've heard so many different... It happened at Montrose. Here is Deep Purple, the band, different members of the band, telling you exactly what happened to inspire the song Smoke on the Water. And it's pretty interesting.
Smoke on the Water. That was just a riff I made up on the spur of the moment in Switzerland.
The casino at Montreux was a regular gig on the circuit.
A dear, dear friend of ours was the guy who ran the Montreux Jazz and Blues Festival, a guy called Claude Nobbs.
Who was in charge of it said, yeah, there's a period of relative inactivity, about 3 weeks. You can use that.
Took all the equipment, took the Rolling Stones mobile, and there was the casino. We parked everything outside and decided not to put the equipment in because Frank Zappa had a concert.
Doing a matinee concert at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And by the way, would you like to come?
Great Zappa concert, you know, Flo and Eddie in full flight and lots of fun. And Ian Gillan, I think, remembers seeing someone shoot a flare gun into the ceiling.
Saw these two, like Roman candles, flare across, and they lodged into the trunking.
Frank put the guitar down. So nobody panicked, we've got a fire here.
All of a sudden, smoke started appearing, and within minutes, the thing was an inferno.
Well, it was recorded, that show. And here's a little clip when the fire broke out. At the Frank Zappa concert at Montrose, where Smoke in the Water came to be.
Fire! Arthur Brown, in person.
Calmly go towards the exit, ladies and
gentlemen.
Calmly.
Oh my God.
Calmly.
Down, 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 down,
down. Grab Bag, brought to you by Bernie's City Diner.
I love that song, Smoke on the Water. One of my favorite versions is when Dweezil and Ahmet Zappa are covering it, and then they get to that part about Frank Zappa, and they sing that part really loud.
Yeah.
Frank Zappa and the mother!
Damn right. Gotta pay tribute.
Mm-hmm.
Give some props.
Yep.
When we come back, we're going to take a before picture of me, and I will apply Preparation H on my eyes.
If you could have just played a damned instrument, we could have been in a rock band playing casinos instead of here with Dave.
Oh, come on.
Well, you'd be our roadie.
No, he wouldn't. I couldn't be on the road. Then you'd suddenly wake up one morning, and I wouldn't be on the bus.
Then we'd all develop British accents, and I'd be interviewed, and I'd... Well, when it comes to Stan, he knows what he's doing. He's a grown man, but we shan't work together again.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to you.
I think Dave is more than capable of stepping in.
Yes, I can take care of anything.
We're going to take a break, and we'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
Inside voices, Dave.
Yeah. You know what? I'm tired of you getting us written up.
You know, radio is a crazy business, and 96 K-Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain, which begs the perfectly logical question. Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Our telephone number, area code 239-277-9600. D-Train, come on in here and get a before picture.
You really got to look bad.
Yeah. And then we're going to do an after in about 30, 40
minutes. I wonder if
maybe
we should get like some cigarette ashes and just buff them in.
See, let's legitimately see if this stuff works, like Fat Pat said it does.
But you got to try your best to look really bad.
All right. Just take...
Like put on a droopy dog expression or something.
Yeah.
Really bad.
You need that stroke face.
One more. You look more unhappy.
Yeah.
Trust me, I can't be any more unhappy.
I know.
All right.
I was going to try to get you to imagine.
Let me see how bad I look. Oh, I look bad. Oh, you know what, though?
Not even bad enough.
No, you don't look bad enough. Exactly. I agree.
I'm a handsome man. I can't help it.
Well, it's that residual from when you were six.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Now I'm going to apply under both eyes. You know who also used to do this? Don Stillwell, the former city manager. I one time saw him in a bar with his wife, and they were talking about...
With his wife?
Yeah. Had to get to the store for more Prep H, or who he was dating.
Look at that.
No, I already did. Oh, I got to watch out with this applicator, though, because it oozes out in all directions.
Yeah, it's a pretty long rod there.
Yeah, that's...
Is that not the one with wings?
No, that's the one with holes. So as you squeeze, it almost flowers.
Yeah.
When you squeeze, it flowers.
Yeah. All right, now I'll put a little under the eyes here.
Look through the camera, Stan.
What are you... No, you know what? I don't want Preparation H in my eyes, you boob, yeah?
What are you looking at, then?
I'm under here.
I don't think you're putting on enough.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're not.
You can put as much on as you want, Dave.
Does it say that? It
doesn't say anything about this. All right. And then I'll put some under the other eye.
Stan's butt cream. Puts it over his eyes.
He's being very liberal with it.
Yeah.
Is it burning at all?
No.
So there's no fumes coming up to your eye?
It's mostly petroleum jelly.
Yeah, I made sure not to get the mint one.
You know what? Texter, put a muzzle on that ass. Meaning you, Dave.
Dave is being picked on by everybody. The pest control guy just yelled at him in the hallway.
All right, now it's on. Let's see what happens.
Well, he just called me Trouble. He says, "What's up, Trouble?" I'm like, "Hey, what's up?"
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Is that a nickname of yours?
Dave, getting me a Kleenex or a paper towel or something?
Yeah, yeah. I have a Kleenex.
May I borrow one? Thank you.
There you are, bud.
All right, there we go. How long you let it sit? I guess if you look at the commercial, it has the time-lapse photography.
I want to try some.
Do you feel better already, Stan?
I feel 10 years younger.
He looks glistening.
All right. 277-9600. Here's what we have for you. I'm seeing yellow spots in front of my eyes.
Yellow spots?
Yeah.
Does that mean it's working?
I got floaters. Shula's Steakhouse.
But it's not irritating you. You're just seeing spots.
No irritation whatsoever.
Zero.
You look like you've either been really weeping or you're sweating horribly.
Yeah, well, a little bit of both. $50 to Edible Arrangements, Cape Coral. Stan and Haney, 6,000th show T-shirts and a bumper sticker. Oh, by the way, front page of the newspaper today, The Simpsons are setting all kinds of records. How many shows?
636.
636 episodes of The Simpsons. Gets them right there in the front page of the paper.
How many episodes we have?
Over 6,000.
How long is The Simpsons per show?
30 minutes.
Huh.
Ours are 4 hours, 5 days a week.
Taking them 28 years.
We have an HD car tuner for your car. Make your car HD.
What is it, Dave? What do you need, Dave?
Digital. Dave, what? You're disturbing everybody.
No, I'm not, man. I'm being very quiet.
What do you need?
Kleenex, please.
Oh, absolutely.
Then just ask. Or go over and grab one.
No, he was like gesturing, but I didn't know what he wanted.
He was a distraction.
Shut up.
You are. We have tickets.
You've been a good boy.
No,
damn right.
You know, you
have.
Are such an enabler.
I'm the king of enablers. Are you kidding me? My track record?
Yeah. And this is what you got to show for your work right here.
That is my life's work right there.
Yep, enable them.
El Camino, baby.
Damn right.
Pathetic. Tickets to a miracle game. Stan bobblehead signed by Haney. I will not touch it. And $20 to Bernie's City Diner. Open phones prize blowout. Ahoy, who's this?
Chris, it's Chris.
Hey, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you.
All right, good talking to you. 277-9600. Mm-hmm.
Top-notch phone call.
When I say welcome to the show, you call because you want to say something. Ahoy, who's this?
Steve, it's you. Come on.
Hello, Steve.
Can you hear me?
Storyteller, Steve.
Steve, the storyteller.
Steve! Where you been, buddy?
I live in Georgia now. Where y'all been?
Can we give you a stick pin in Georgia?
Yes, please.
Steve, the storyteller. Right. That is awesome.
What's the name of the city, Steve?
A little town called Loganville. It's east of Atlanta.
Loganville?
Loganville, east of Atlanta toward Athens.
All right, you just got a stick pin, Steve, on our big giant map. I hope you're doing well, buddy.
Man, I'm doing really good. I have some incredible stories to tell y'all, but we're not going to have time today. But
you got one you can tell us today, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes, give us one quick one.
All right, I divorced my wife, moved. Sold all, gave all my property away in Felder, moved to Georgia, married another woman, and I'm happier than I've ever been.
You sound it.
You do. You sound really good, Steve.
How you guys doing?
We're still here, buddy. We're still plugging along.
So how's this new woman making you happy?
In more ways than I can even tell you on the radio.
Is she pretty, or is she nice, or both, or neither?
She's beautiful, and she's nice. And I took an old barn that my daddy built, and I went inside it, and I enclosed it, and insulated it, and put an air conditioner in it, and that's where I live.
You living in the barn?
I live in the barn.
God bless you.
That sounds great.
We're so glad to hear from you, Steve. Hello? No.
I hope he will stay in touch. I love his stories.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah, he's a cool dude, man.
Let's. Shark Girl just texted us. D-Train, I need you to do a little searching on this. She thinks that a few years ago, Preparation H took out the ingredient that tightens your eyes up.
Well, then this would.
Then this is just a total waste of time, and I'm sitting here with basically petroleum jelly on my face.
What ingredient?
For no reason.
For no reason at all. Although I feel it. See if somewhere on there they talk about the ingredient. Put it down, Dave.
I'm just reading.
I asked D-Train to find out. I already looked at the ingredients. It's mainly petroleum jelly.
They took out the ingredient and that makes things work?
And I think camphor. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Anthony from the state of Florida.
Hey, Anthony.
From where?
From the Florida area.
Placida.
Placida.
That's nice.
I was wondering if the waterman ever caught that coon, man.
No, never did. Never did catch the coon, man. Had that trap out there for days. Never did.
I put the thing under my eyes. He's got it all the way down his cheeks.
What?
I don't think he understood.
mask.
No,
I just put it on like sunblock.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Nothing.
No, no, it's right there. It's which one my eyeballs are.
277-9600.
You know what I wanted to know, Dave?
What's up, bub?
You had said that you've relocated recently, just down the street from your house.
Right.
And I was just curious, because you had said that you had discovered a way to meet women, and that it was school bus drivers.
Yeah, well, there's a parking lot where they all park their buses in between shifts.
Yeah?
And they all go to a local store to get coffee and things of that nature. And on my travels home one day, I looked over and I said, my God, I didn't realize that there were that many school bus drivers that were damn good looking.
Yeah, so have you pursued any school bus drivers?
No, no, I haven't, but I'm thinking about bringing some coffee and donuts to them.
Eight.
And that would be the way to get in with them?
Well, that's where that starts conversation.
Five.
I like you put some thought into things, don't you?
Always.
Three, two, one.
Ahoy!
Ahoy, how you guys doing?
Doing good. Who's this?
This is Eric in Cape Coral.
Eric, welcome to the broadcast.
Hey, you know, you guys have been dancing around a bunch of different Paul McCartney songs. You talked about Ace Frehley's birthday today. I wanted to bring something to your attention. I picked up an album a couple years ago. It's called The Art of McCartney, and it's a double tribute album. Kiss does Venus and Mars. Mm-hmm. Billy Joel's got a couple songs.
Yep, Paul I've Rogers heard it. It's very good.
Amazing.
It's very good.
Yeah, even Perry Farrell and Alice Cooper, it's great.
It's awesome. You are absolutely correct. And thank
Do we
you for,
have that?
For reminding us. It could very well be in your system.
I especially recommend Paul McCartney. I especially recommend Eleanor Rigby by Alice Cooper and Gotta Get You Into My Life by Perry Farrell. Both of those are amazing.
Yeah, and they, if memory serves me right on that, don't they keep it pretty true to the song?
Yeah, well, there's a couple. There's a couple that are a little, you know, some artistic license. Like, for instance, I think it might be B.B. King doing, you'd have to look it up. I forget the name of the song.
Yeah, but I think he's on there, too. You're absolutely
right. I don't remember
right.
that one, and it's called The
Art of McCartney.
Yeah, and the double disc set actually comes with a DVD of them doing stuff in the studio.
Yep.
It's pretty cool.
What can I get you?
What do you got?
You want to eat? You want? I've got Shulas. I've got edible arrangements. I've got an HD tuner for your car. I've got tickets to the Miracle. I've got a stand bobblehead. I've got $20 to Bernie City Diner.
You know what? Edible arrangements.
You got it. Mother's Day's coming up. It's going to be great. Hold on. 277-9600. We played some of that because they sampled it on the grab bag one time. I think we did Alice Cooper's stuff, and I want to say we did, I think, Kiss? Maybe?
Yeah, I don't remember that at all.
It was probably about a couple of years ago.
But I can't find it anywhere.
277.
Not in this office, sir.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Brian. How we doing?
Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
I just want to say, you know, I appreciate you guys putting up with Dave on Fridays.
It's so tough.
So much enjoyable.
Yeah.
Because when he says things like he's trying to learn how to read the box, you know, he can't read that. And, you know, it just brightens my day, him trying to say funny things like that.
Trying.
Yeah, he's trying.
Appreciate it, caller.
He's a good boy. He's a good
You're
boy.
You're an enabler.
I'm the king of the enablers.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's your name?
My name's Pat from Fort Myers.
Pat from Fort Myers.
You guys were talking about how you thought it was great that Eddie Money could be a rock and roll star.
Yes.
So about five years ago, my wife took me to the Soaring Eagle Casino up in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
And it was Rick Springfield and Eddie Money.
Rick Springfield can still rock, buddy.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, he puts on a great show. I mean, I've seen him a couple times, but he puts on a great show. So
he's so much Eddie better Money than people think he is.
Well, I've heard that people say he's one of the best guitarists in the business, and I really can't argue that. He does a great job.
He's a good guitar player. I wouldn't say that's his main thing. I think he's a great songwriter. And people haven't really heard his best songs.
Yeah.
And I'll be the first to admit that I'm not a guitar aficionado, so you guys know better than me.
But I love Rick Springfield. He's great. Yeah, and he's teamed up and done a lot of work lately with a lot of people, and he's good.
So anyway, we're sitting in the back row of a smaller theater, and Eddie Money's selling his own CDs.
Yeah, of course.
We're sitting in the back row, and people are coming up to buy his CDs, and this guy looks like 10 miles of bad road.
Friend of ours, looking. Yeah.
Yeah, we've hung out with him.
These women are lining up to get their picture taken with them, yep, and getting all this stuff. It's just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
They're just kind of laughing at it and just enjoying the time that...
Can I get you something?
I'd love an Edelman arrangement for my mom. She's
done.
Up in Michigan. I'd love to set her...
Done deal. Work. Hold on.
Here's a great Rick Springfield song you've never heard.
And we're not at all surprised that Eddie Money sells his own CDs.
You gotta do what you gotta do, gang.
Remember when he came in here, he had the CD in his pocket that he hadn't recorded. He redid all of his songs and wanted to, and I said, why? We'd love to have a copy of it. No, no. Never put it out.
Yep.
277-9600.
I'll never forget when we did that hurricane relief show, and I went to go get him at his hotel room, and he had that extra large K-Rock shirt on and no shorts, and answered the door.
Hey, what's up, Dave?
Hey, Dave.
Yeah. I said, it's time for band practice, bro. I said, Brian Johnson, we're all down here in the van ready to go. And he's like, oh, man, I forgot about that.
Don't tell my wife.
You know what? That's worked on you.
Really?
That really tightened you up.
Let me look at you.
Oh, I'm not. It's
not ready yet.
No, it's not ready. It's not ready. I don't even think.
Well, I was looking.
I don't even think it has the ingredient.
No, it does.
What's the ingredient?
What is the coagulant?
Okay. I didn't find anything about them removing that ingredient. I did find a bunch of stories claiming that it does work, but you should only use it when you need to look your absolute best.
Yep. Well, it's
that's here on the
stand. Because if you abuse it, it won't work again.
Not a daily use.
It's phenylephrine.
Yep.
And it's
vaginal.
Is it vas or vag?
It's a vasoconstrictor. 0.25%. Mainly for the anal rectal region.
That's what they make it for.
I know.
You've got it smeared on your face like you've been eating.
Yeah, put it right on his mouth.
But that's why it's working for him.
Yeah,
you see it right away.
Yeah, look at that.
Because he used half the tube.
Yeah. Tighten up the cheeks and everything.
All right. More of your phone calls. When we come back, more prizes.
Also has shark liver oil in it.
Ooh. Chance at a thou at 4 o'clock.
Oh, that's why Shark Girl doesn't like it.
Yep.
You gotta kill a shark to get the liver.
We'll be right
back.
Just
remove the liver.
Well, let's go fishing, boys.
We're Stan and Haney.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney right smack dab in the middle of Open Phones Prize Blowout. 277-9600-239 area code. In about 24 minutes, a chance at a thou with the 4 o'clock safe word. Haney, couple of things I have to update people on. Somebody was listening about Dave's new way to pick up chicks at the bus stop.
Yeah, he just said you didn't realize there were that many hot-looking bus drivers.
It's not a bus stop. It's an empty field where they park buses and they
move
all hang
up. Text, move on. Move on, Dave. Bus drivers don't make that much. Find some other target for your grift.
Oh, shut
so
up,
they,
man.
So they're not going to help you out.
No,
anything's more than nothing.
That's not about the grift. No, that's about the ladies.
Just hanging out, more man. Than nothing.
Also, got a texter talking about, and I didn't see it on the label, the thing that tightens up your eyes with this Preparation H, retinol. And you can go to the Big Lots, pure retinol, $5. But I guess the skin tightener, you got to look for this stuff called retinol.
But you're not supposed to use it all the time.
Yeah, only when you want to look your best. And I'm telling you right now, this is doing a number on you.
You look fantastic.
Thank you. I always try to.
I don't really see it on either one of you.
No.
Really?
Because I don't think it works. We need something with retinol.
Dave looks like he has the vapors.
He's got something. 277-9600.
You know what?
Hey, calm down.
All right.
You know what? Everybody's getting a little worked up, a little uptight. No. Can I have just a minute?
Well, I want to get this phone call. Our Grand Canyon listeners are on the phone right now.
Oh, absolutely.
They're in the Grand Canyon right now.
Absolutely.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy.
Hi.
This is Teresa and Lazaro out in Arizona.
Awesome. Thank you so much for listening to the show at the Grand Canyon.
That video was so cool.
Thanks. We've listened to you the whole trip.
That is fantastic. So where have you taken us?
We've taken you to the Grand Canyon, Flagstaff, Phoenix, Montezuma's Castle, Sedona.
Now, what happens at Montezuma's Castle?
Not an awful lot.
I wish we would have known. We could send a bobblehead with them.
Yeah. And when are you guys coming back?
We're heading back to Naples in 2 days.
Boy, and how would you categorize your trip? Did you have a good time?
It was awesome.
I love Arizona. I love that area. It's very nice.
Beautiful part of the country. We did the train ride out to the Grand Canyon.
Oh, phenomenal. Thank you so much for taking us with you.
Can I say hi to my friends in Naples?
Go right
Please
ahead.
Do.
Go.
Hey, Steve. Hey, Randy Bailey. Hey, Steve. Tom. Dave.
Randy Bailey.
Yeah, you lost us already.
Yeah, Randy Bailey.
You forgot Nick the Greek and Spanish Anna.
I'm sorry. Hi, guys.
See you later, sweetheart.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, she lost points hanging out with Randy Bailey.
Randy Bailey.
Yep. He's the man, isn't he?
Safe travels.
277.
New CD out from Randy Bailey.
Hot
but
stuff.
Can I have a minute, please?
No, go ahead.
It's a song that's, I don't want to get too serious, but... it's been on my mind a lot.
All right.
And I just want to share it with you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm being very serious here.
Yes, please, Dave.
And if you'd really listen to the words, I think you'll get it.
Saying no, all wrong. The active ingredient is witch hazel, because that's an astringent. Wrong.
It works.
When you totally clear. We're talking about for the eyes, not the other area.
Yeah.
It's an astringent.
Yeah.
It'll burn you. Ass.
Oh, it does burn.
You ass.
Yeah. Turn around, Bright Eyes. All right, Ahoy, who's this?
This is John. Ahoy, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Hi, John. Ahoy. What's on your mind, buddy?
Not much. I just wanted to tell you about my road trip I took. Stan, do you like to take a road trip on your days off once in a while on the weekend?
Yeah. Where'd you go?
I took one last week. I took one 3 hours north to go visit a friend on Saturday last week. And it was a nice, peaceful ride, but the speed limit should be, like, obsolete here because, you do 82 miles an hour and people are coming up doing 90. Like, it just wasn't one car.
Absolutely.
It was just amazing. It's just like the norm.
Yeah, if you went with the speed limit on a lot of open roads and highways and stuff, you'd get rolled over. You got to keep up with traffic, and when you keep up with traffic, you're violating the speed limit.
Yeah, do you remember the days of the double nickel?
You're too young to remember the double nickel.
Oh, no, I'm from Chicago, actually, and that was it. It was 55 miles an hour back in the day.
Oh, yeah. That was brutal.
That was horrible.
It's still 65.
And can I give one little quick public service announcement,
sure,
if you don't mind?
Sure, go ahead.
Sure. For all the motorists that don't know how to drive in the rainstorms, please don't slam on your brakes when you're doing 80 miles an hour. If you just de-accelerate and take your foot off the gas pedal, you'll slow down.
Amen, brother. I couldn't agree with you more. Here's the thing. Showing a lot of brakes. Don't ride the brake.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in bad weather.
Drive with one foot.
Best thing to do is throw that sumbitch in reverse.
Let me ask.
Drop the tranny.
Yep.
That just reminded me.
Pull the emergency brake.
Dave, we went over this with you before. You don't know how to drive a stick shift.
This is true.
I do, man.
Remember? We were talking about the whole thing, and he admitted we played the clip. You don't know how to drive a stick shift.
You call yourself a car guy.
Yeah.
Dean knows lots about cars.
But he can't drive a stick.
Yeah, right.
He understands.
Yeah, he can.
How it works.
You can drive a stick, can't you?
You are such an enabler.
Yep.
You don't know how to drive.
You want me to get around the building, see if I find somebody the standard, and we'll prove it right now?
Yeah, see if anybody can
go for it.
And he'll prove you wrong again, Stan.
And let me just tell you something. I don't think anybody in the building will let me drive their car.
Right. I don't think so either.
Legally, we can't use a company vehicle.
Yeah, because you got turned down.
No, I did not.
You did. They
no, I did not.
They wouldn't approve it.
No, he was prohibited in-house.
No.
Why are you banned from driving the company?
I pulled myself from that duty because
of
the fact.
You
pulled yourself?
Will you please hand me one of your tissues, Haney, so I
can
wipe this stuff off because it's not
working. You want mine? It has Vicks in it.
No,
I've noticed that.
Because that'll get in my eyes.
Getting like a drain.
These don't have Vicks on them.
No.
No, these are nice.
But the ointment's starting to like seep in and drain into my nasal cavities.
Well, we found out there's nothing to this anymore.
Well, that's no fun.
Yeah, we got to get some retinol, straight retinol.
The good stuff.
I'll
intravenous.
Yeah, it's a good brand, retinol.
I'll find us some this weekend.
And they got
FDA approved. That's a good brand.
Yep. It's $5 at the Big Lot.
I think I need a shop towel.
By the way, my prediction didn't come true.
It did not.
Only five
quarterbacks. Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Sean.
Hey, Sean, what's going on?
I was just curious if Haney would maybe do me a favor before the joke, maybe play some Jerry Reed, Amos Moses.
Well, would you do me a favor?
I'll do my best.
What do you do for a living?
Maintenance at Page Field.
All right. Let's say I got a Piper Cub. It's got a bad prop. Can you fix that for me?
Oh, yeah. I don't want to be cutting grooves into the runway with that sucker.
All right. Well, the day comes that I can afford an airplane, I'll call you.
All right.
Meanwhile, I'll get Jerry Reed.
Yeah, hey, we'll do a little Amos Moses or something. Jerry Reed. I love Jerry Reed. Well, stop with your gestures. Do you see how everybody else in here is calm and they don't spaz out?
I'm not spazzing out, man. I was just giving you a thumbs up like Jerry Reed's cool, man. I dig it.
Yeah, well, thank you for your approval.
Shut up, man.
Jeez. Here we go. Son!
Yeah.
Yeah! Here comes Abe!
Linus.
Yep. Yeah. That was requested by me.
You just knock him in the head with a stomp. Louisiana law, gonna get
you, Amos. Are you disappointed? Should I play Jerry?
I'd like it, Jerry. I mean, he's a friend. It was a friend of ours, and
yes,
son.
Here comes Amos. Now Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knocked him in the head with a stomp. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait. Tie a rope around his waist and throw him in the swamp. Ha! Ha, ha, ha. Alligator bait in the Louisiana bayou.
This is a man who could play guitar.
Oh, I know. Trust me, bro. Who could hang with Chet Atkins.
Yeah, no drop D.
Wide. He's good at drop B.
Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his bed and groceries.
King of the enablers.
Named him after a man of the cloth.
Called him Amos Moses.
Ha!
Woo!
Yeah. Now all the folks around South Louisiana
said Amos was a hell of a man.
He could trap the biggest,
the meanest alligator and just use one hand.
That's all he got left.
Could the alligator be?
Sheriff got wind at Amos.
More cowbell.
Swamp trapping alligator skin. So he snuck in the swamp, gonna get the boy.
But he never come out again.
Well, I wonder where the Louisiana sheriff went to. Well, you can so get lost in the Louisiana bayou. About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe, Louisiana. Lived a cat called Doc Millsap
and his pretty wife Hannah.
Well, they raised up a son that could eat up his weight in groceries.
Named him after a man of the cloth. Called him Amos Moses.
Sit down on him, Amos.
Make it count, son.
About 45 minutes southeast of Tippecanoe.
Great stuff. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy, this is Sean.
Hey, Sean.
Hey, I was wondering, you guys have been talking about guitars a lot. You guys familiar with this young guy named Taz?
No.
Wow, I was up at the 420 Fest this weekend up in Atlanta.
Rock on.
This kid pretty much stole the entire festival, 14 years old, played with everybody. Tedeschi, they're up there jamming, and it was amazing.
Well, Derek Truck certainly knows what that feels like, yep. So that's cool, yeah, passing it along.
Yeah, that's right. That's what kind of took me back, because I remember, you know, Derek opening up for the Allman Brothers, and he was 13, and this guy's there.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, Dave asked to ask you something.
I got a question. The 420 Festival, are they still holding that at Piedmont Park?
Centennial.
Oh, they're at Centennial Park now. Okay.
Yeah. It should be Richard Jewell Park.
Yeah, Richard Jewell Park. That's what it's a tribute. Appreciate the call.
With a big old cop. He said, hello, boy. Then he gave us a grin and said, look like I'm going to have to haul y'all in and keep all that money for evidence. I said, well, son, when you hot, you hot.
He said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot. When you're not, you're not.
You can explain it all down at City Hall. I said, yeah, when you're hot, you're hot.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Frank at Cape Coral.
Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's going on?
Okay, listen, first of all, love your show. You guys are the best. Bye. And that Jerry Reed song is amazing. If you go on YouTube, you can check out a clip with him and B.B. King. They do an 8-minute.
Oh, yeah. Did you send that to me?
No, I sent it to you.
No, I didn't.
Did you? Because that's awesome.
Yeah, it's great. I sent you that.
Did you really?
Yes.
Didn't see your name. You use aliases?
Nope. My name is everything. I'm not like Dave hide stuff like that.
All right, I'm going to play my favorite.
I got to take a break because we got to do something.
I want to play my favorite Jerry Reed song.
You got 30 seconds.
No,
that's all I can
do.
No. I can't because we got to make sure somebody gets a thou.
Well, then all we have time for is Death and deep, dark depression, excessive misery. If it were for that.
A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past two decades, we've been sending them this. Then, they stopped sending the signal. Oh well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. Friday edition. You still have about 10 minutes to get the safe word in for 4 o'clock that could get you $1,000. American. American. American.
As in, I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Text it to 40772 or enter it on 96krock.com. If it's you, they'll call you back and tell you you won the $1,000. American. American. Good luck. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon. And I'll tell you, there's only one guy that can do it on a Friday afternoon for you.
Damn right.
Never mind.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, boys. It's Friday.
Woo!
Almost quitting time for some of you guys. All right.
They still got an hour to go.
Yeah, I know. As I said, almost quitting time. We got a crash. Well, actually, we got a hit and run. Man, the streak is continuing. Hit and run at South Tamiami Trail and Gladiolus Drive. No injuries reported. That'll do traffic. Another update, 30 minutes.
All right, thanks. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record. With Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, you're about to find out because Haney's got the headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know.
Okay.
Interesting new survey. The people surveyed were kids between 6 and 18. And the premise was very simple. They would show them a picture and ask them, what is this?
A picture of anything, like a pond.
Well, it was things we grew up with, like typewriters,
gotcha.
Record players,
yep.
And we'll tell you what they were able to identify and what they weren't.
Okay.
Hard to believe, but I guess they still deliver newspapers.
Yeah, they do. I go out to my car, heading out to play golf on Sunday, in front of some people's doors, there's the Sunday paper, all in its little plastic. Still remember the little girl that fell down the stairs. You all right, baby? Because the mom just sat in her car and made this little toddler before going to school. She slipped, you know, she was wearing some sandals, and the stairs get slippery, and the mother's telling her to hurry up, and she slipped on the stairs.
I bet Mama looked like the type they probably could use to put in a few steps a day. Huh?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Well, she can't because of the diabetes.
Yeah.
Well, a newspaper delivery guy got stabbed, but that didn't stop him from his appointed rounds.
Absolutely.
Police respond to a call about a disturbance, only to walk in on an erotic bondage session, which they were then invited to join.
That is wild stuff. That's wild. It's crazy.
And I will tell you right now, Dateline, Tavares, Florida.
Now, where's Tavares? Do we know where it is on the map?
Well, that's up in the, you know, central, north central.
Okay.
This woman did one of the most horrific things I think that you could possibly do to a man. The humiliation, the pain.
What'd she do?
We'll tell you.
In less than an hour.
She enticed me, and she would ridicule me throughout my lifetime.
I believe it.
This is
horrific.
Yes.
All right. These stories and more coming up in less than an hour on the news.
It's something that I guess it could be done to a woman, but it wouldn't be nearly as painful.
Oh, geez. Let's.
Are you threatening my mother?
4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Dave.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Oh, hey. The new Avengers movie is here, and, well, we're all excited about it.
I'm gonna die.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
surprises in Avengers Infinity War.
Top surprises in Avengers Infinity War. It's a war to infinity, by the way. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, infinity war.
Infinity and beyond.
Yeah. The Hulk spends most of the movie playing with a fidget spinner and eating Tide Pods.
How do they taste, by the way?
What?
Tide Pod.
Well, I haven't got my case of beer in $60 yet, so I don't know.
He's more of a downy guy.
Yeah.
There's already been an arrangement made for that?
Yeah, we talked about it on the show.
Oh. How about if I gave you a glass of Downy Wrinkle Releaser? What about
sure.
that?
Oh, he'll do it. What do you think he is, some kind of puss?
Yeah.
You're not scared of anything.
You're not
no.
You're not a puss, are you, Dave?
No, right now I'm a little upset, though.
What's your problem now?
Something's missing, and you know.
I know what?
What's missing?
My laptop's gone.
Somebody stole your laptop?
It was just sitting here.
This place is known for thieves.
What are you letting your laptop just sit there for?
Because I'm in a safe zone, Stan.
Since when? How much crap gets stolen from here?
Somebody took Zito's backpack, too.
That's not cool.
That's not cool at all.
Nah, bro.
That is uncool.
Yep.
Dick.
Don't worry about it.
What are you going to do about it, Dave?
I'm going to get to the bottom of it, but we got a show to do.
You're not going
to
be a puss about it,
are you? No. You know what? Shut up.
Nobody ever calls him that.
No, puss. We're going to find out where this thing's at. Come break time, buddy.
Top surprises in Avengers Infinity War. Ant-Man killed by a small child with a magnifying glass.
Chaos.
Black Panther spends the entire movie counting the money he made from his movie.
Yep.
The Avengers spend the entire movie undergoing racial bias sensitivity training.
Get that straight.
Oh, Maxine.
I'm a strong black woman.
You are, and you're very sensitive.
Halfway
you and I have a different agenda, young man.
Damn it, Maxine. I am doing my best to ignore you. Now you and your husband go count the money you stole from the American people.
No, I'm not responding to him.
Of course you're not. On the advice of your attorney.
And so we know about that checkered past.
Your checkered past.
And that's very important.
You're stupid.
Yeah. I'm out to impeach this president.
You're stupid.
Bet you she's
well, no.
Halfway through the movie, Gwyneth Paltrow breaks character and apologizes to anyone who dropped $80 on one of her vagina steamers.
What?
Yeah, she sells them.
Vagina steamers?
Yep.
You know what steam does? It gets the wrinkles out.
Is that what it's supposed to do?
Yeah, you want me to get you one?
Yeah.
Tightens it up, Stan.
Yep. How do you know?
I know things.
He uses it on his.
He can drive a stick.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can.
Stalling it out doesn't count.
Yeah.
During a love scene, Black Widow awkwardly asked Bruce Banner if he wouldn't mind hulking up for her. They add an exciting new character whose superpower is crippling booze breath, Dr. Ronnie Jackson.
Yeah.
And finally, the very top surprise in Avengers Infinity War.
Yes.
The war doesn't really last for infinity, but by the time the movie's over, it feels like it did.
I'm having chest pain.
Oh, my God.
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Email time. Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's
big
it.
Cat.
That's it.
This is from our buddy Randy. Well, I'm glad he's a happy customer. Ahoy, gentlemen. I wanted to send you a short email thanking you for mentioning Aaron Walker and the guys down at Naples Nissan. I must say they are everything you guys said they were and more. It was well worth the drive from Fort Myers, where I live, to experience their dealership. Sometimes hard to find good people these days. I was happy to buy a car from them and actually felt good about the whole experience start to finish. I did have a feeling that with your show promoting them, that they would be good people, and you guys were right. Have a great weekend, signed Randy.
You guys are doing good.
Thank you, baby. So happy to hear it.
Our buddy Charlie up in Punta Gorda. Ahoy. Haney, thanks for playing the song Convoy yesterday. I first heard that song during Driver's Ed in a 1974 Monte Carlo on AM radio. C.W. McCall is still alive. I wonder if he's coherent enough to be interviewed. Best wishes, Charlie from Punta Gorda.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
And a chartreuse microbus.
Haney, I just, this from Ken. I have to respond to your story yesterday about the man in the Make America Great Again hat. Can you hear it now? You're an honor. I didn't refuse to bake the cake because they were gay.
Mm-hmm.
I refused to bake the cake because they were Democrats. Can you imagine? I mean, I don't...
Either way, they lost their bakery.
Yep. They lost.
Closed down. Got sued out of existence.
Yeah. There's quite obviously double standards, crazy things.
Yeah.
Gonna take a long time, folks.
Where is that? I'm looking for something as I'm reading, too.
Yeah, I know what you're looking for.
What am I looking for? What am I looking for?
What is he looking for,
Dave? What am
Dave?
I looking for?
The bit that says I can't drive a stick.
Oh, I can't play a whole bit now? Are you kidding me?
Plus, we already know you can't drive a stick.
We already know that.
Yeah,
it's a proven
right.
fact.
Where are they getting this from, Dave?
Dude, probably I did show 10, 12 years ago.
And
so
said you
within
couldn't...
the last 12 years, you learned how to drive a stick?
Hell yeah.
Really?
What's the last stick you drove?
His boyfriend's.
Now stop that.
You're acting like he's some kind of puss.
You know what?
Well, that's a well-established fact, too.
That is...
Oh,
really?
You know what? I don't know. I'm hearing a little tension between the two of them.
Really?
Oh, there's a lot of tension.
Is there?
Yeah.
Really? I get it.
There's tension between the two of you, isn't there?
Me and him? No, I'm good.
All good in the hood.
Yeah, man. I'm just a little pissed. My laptop's gone.
I thought that there was like a big blow up because Dave never shows up for the podcast.
Yeah, and it's canceled because of what you did.
What are you talking about? I never show up.
You're not doing it anymore, by the way.
Is that true?
Yeah, they want it. He's not dependable enough to do it.
Is that real?
Yeah, and they don't want D-Train.
If he pulls another no-show.
Yeah.
I got my ass handed to me on Tuesday.
Yep.
came down from corporate.
Yep. Oh, my God, man.
That
he too much was, of me, not enough of him.
Yep. He was, because he's, when he doesn't show up to do his podcast, it's all him. Now, he has his World War II podcast.
He's got his own podcast.
And so, having two podcasts posted every week, this and it's him, they said, supposed to be
saturating the market.
It's saturating.
This is...
You can't show up to do them.
You're acting like I'm missing, like, every one of them or something, man.
How many is he missing? Did he miss last week?
One.
Well, let's just put it this way, Dave. If you really want to talk about this.
No,
see,
no.
I knew it. There was tension here.
You've had 16 days of work. You missed four.
Yeah. I have not missed four podcasts.
Yeah. I'm sorry. We recorded the first one twice. Therefore, you missed four. You missed three, plus we had to do one twice.
What do you know, mean I missed four?
And you wonder why.
How? I don't understand that.
I'm sorry. I got emails to read. And there's... Look at... Oh! God, how dare you break that?
I did not break it.
Dave, that wasn't good.
That not good.
No,
we're on the air.
I'm mad, man.
Because you can't do a podcast?
I know.
I didn't bring it up.
Missed four podcasts, bro.
Yeah, nobody brought it up.
Well, you got to get it out in the open and get it fixed.
Yeah.
Now, you're not going to miss another one, are you?
No, I want my laptop, dude.
Look, what the hell is going on? We're in the middle of a broadcast.
I know, and you guys are just hammering me.
I'm trying to read an email. Look at how calm everybody else is.
You're not
going to
miss another podcast.
No, man.
Then it's solved.
No, I'm not even butthurt about it. He brought it up.
Yep. I didn't bring it up. You brought it up.
Yeah, actually, Haney did bring it up.
See, I'm always accused of bringing stuff up. I'm keeping my mouth shut about this.
No, you said there was tension, and I just speculated as to what it was.
There was no tension.
There is no tension.
A lot of no-show work, Dave.
Oh, dude. You know what? No wonder corporate absolutely hates me, man.
What are you talking about?
Because
did they tell you they hate you?
No, man, but all he does is talk negative.
Corporate never said anything about
negative, 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 negative.
They wanted to know why D-Train kept covering you on the podcast because it was supposed to be just you. Then he went on to help you with it. Then you were no-shows four times, he had to go and do it.
I don't see it.
But I do have to say,
I don't see that.
You look incredible. That Preparation H really did a number.
Yeah, we do got to get an after photo, you understand?
Don't wear it every day, though. You only use it to look
to be absolute best.
This is insane, man.
You know... Again.
Snap out of it.
Snap out of it.
I gotta go. I got chicken soup here.
Yeah, and you know what? We're trying to do a show other than you throwing a little temper tantrum for your tardiness. This is...
I don't think it's tardiness.
What is it?
Absenteeism.
Absenteeism. It's what it is.
Don't bang your head on the counter, Dave. Stop it.
That was his head.
God, man.
Why are you banging your head on the counter? You don't do that.
It just doesn't stop with Stan, man.
Well, hold it. Leave me out of it.
But it ends. Now it's all out in the open.
It's always me.
Yeah, bro.
I'm not saying anything. I didn't even bring it up.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't bring it up.
So it's all okay.
Yep.
It's out in the open.
Yeah.
And problem solved.
Yeah, because if you don't show up again, it's gone.
Now, I don't blame you. God. I would wonder where my laptop was as well.
Yes.
I'm a little upset.
About what? The podcast or the laptop?
Everything now.
But that Preparation H really did a number on him.
It takes a year off him.
At least. Have you looked in a mirror?
No.
It's shocking.
It's starting to wear off now, though.
I'm sure it is.
So it's all taken care of.
Wearing off because of Stan and stress.
What? Stop using me.
I don't think corporate ever said they hate you.
No, they didn't. They just don't want him in the building.
Dude. Will you stop with this, man?
Zito's trying to find a kind way so that, you know, you can come by and do the show. But they don't want you having a key because you're not an employee.
Oh, hold on a second. You know, you're saying a lot of negative things about Dave.
Yeah.
I think he deserves equal time.
Okay.
Dave, say nice things about yourself so that corporate will hear it.
Look,
that's tough
look,
to come up
no,
with.
No, it's not. I've been on and off with this company for 18 years.
On and off. Did they ever fire you?
Listen,
no.
On and off for 18 years. I guess I have been written up and I've done some stupid stuff. But those days are gone, okay? Those days are gone.
It's a new day.
Okay? I am a good person. I try my best to give this company everything I've got.
Well, you know.
And you're not a puss.
Why do you got... What? We're not using those words right now.
I didn't use that word, did I?
Thank you, Haney. I am not a puss. But this is getting to be... This is no wonder I'm going to end up in a straitjacket. You know? Stan, you just...
No, that I'm just reading texts.
That's great. Yeah.
How's your soup?
Delectable.
Yep.
You know what? You guys don't understand the incredible pressure that this man is under. Dave is a...
You just is spilling... You're making him spill his soup.
Trying to burn me over here?
You are such an enabler.
No, it's the truth.
He is a good person. He's under tremendous pressure. Mm-hmm. And he's doing the best he can with it.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you very much.
You know, he works hard when the work is available, cutting up metal.
Don't even,
they
man.
They gotta remove the screen in here, because it's just...
And let me tell you something. When he does show up, he does a great job on that podcast.
Text line tough guys, man. It's all that's happening over there. Oh, you shut up, Stan.
What have I said?
Just your little smart... I'm Stan. Yeah. You know what?
It's easy topping it over there?
Yeah, I'm going golfing. I know everything.
Well, oh, come on. You got to admit, you say that all the time.
What? What do I say?
I'm Stan. I'm going golfing. I know everything.
Yeah, I'm Stan. I go golfing. I know everything.
Yeah. You're not placing the tee in the right spot. Let me just show you how to do it.
Boy, I wish I was Dave the Waterman.
Yeah, who wouldn't?
Well, that was dead on. I'm Stan. I know everything. I'm going golfing.
May as well be me saying it.
Yeah.
People wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
They think it was you.
Yeah, you're not driving the golf cart the right way. Here, I'll drive.
I will say, I am a person that cares. I'm going to save your feelings.
I'm the Waterman, and I don't listen. I got my break when I got hired. Woo!
You're damn right.
Can't you say just something nice about Dave?
No. Yes, no. I would like to say something nice about you.
I don't even know how sincere
Dave,
this is going
to
be.
Well, it's going to be very sincere. I'd like to say this about Dave the Waterman. Dave is...
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86, calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Mess speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciate it. In a minute, I'm going to tell you about, yes, the WWE returning to Southwest Florida for the first time in over 2 years. Can't wait for it. But first, let's get you updated on traffic with Mr. Traffic himself.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right. Woo! It's Friday, boys. Come on, Stan. There we are. All right. That's good enough. All right, we've got some delays in Bonita Springs on I-75 northbound. Average speed's around 35 miles an hour there. And then we've got some more severe delays of around 14 minutes, and they're increasing on Old San Carlos Boulevard westbound between Hibiscus Drive and Estero Boulevard. You're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
All right, thank you, Dave. We took WWE coming back. Haney and I were there for the very first time the WWE came to Southwest Florida. And they're coming back. 96K Rock welcomes the return of the WWE. Going to happen at Germain Arena July 30th. That's a Monday. All part of the SummerSlam Heatwave Tour. AJ Styles, Jeff Hardy, New Day, The Miz, Samoa Joe, whole bunch more. And your chance to win tickets has been all this week with Zito. All next week with us, Stan and Haney, if you want more info on the WWE returning to Southwest Florida, just go to 96krock.com. Ahoy.
Hey. Hey, boy.
What? Hey. Joffrey. Yeah. What do you want?
Must have heard us talking about sticks.
You must have heard us. You know how to drive a stick shift, Joffrey? You know how to? You got an automatic car, which I'm sure you. You know how to drive a stick?
Well, I probably could.
What do you mean? Yeah. So you never tried driving a stick shift?
No, I've never had any reason to.
You mean with that father of yours being the kind of guy he is, he never made you learn to drive a
stick? How hard could it be?
It's hard. It's hard. Ask Dave.
Dave?
Joffrey.
Is it hard?
No, Joffrey, not at all.
What do you want, by the way? What do you want? You know, I got enough headaches with Dave in here today.
Oh,
I don't need
Stan.
Added headaches with you, Joffrey. Oh, do me a favor, Joffrey. This one time I'm going to ask something of you. Call Dave the Waterman a puss.
No, Joffrey.
I would never do that.
Yeah.
Never do what?
Would never say that to him.
What? Say what to him?
What you said.
What did I say?
I'm not playing your game.
Just say it.
Smart man, Joffrey.
Well, here's what I'll say.
What?
I'm Stan. I know everything. I play golf.
Oh, those are fighting words. What do you want?
It's been really, really hard for me lately.
So can't you tell this to somebody who cares? You got to call me up and start whimpering like a girl?
Well, you're like my best bud.
I'm not your best bud. No, I'm not. And if that's the case, then that's a sad life you're leading, Joffrey.
Anywho.
Yeah, what? Go ahead. Don't cry on me, though. Don't cry, you know?
I'm surprised that you didn't even notice that it's been a while since I've called you.
I try to get you out of my mind, and when you pop back in like this, it seems like it was just yesterday.
Well, I have just been through a devastating court case.
You've gone to court?
Yeah, I was the victim.
You were the victim of what, Joffrey?
I went to the convenience store. This was a couple of weeks ago. And I picked up, just a little wine cooler, a little juicy juice, you know.
Sure.
Yeah. And
juicy juice.
And I wound up to the counter.
As most grown adults would.
And I asked the clerk for a package of Virginia Slims 100 menthol in the Crush Proof purse pack. And as I'm standing there and I'm waiting for my cigarette.
Yeah.
I'm not thinking about anything. I'm having a perfectly nice day. But sure. There's this big burly fellow standing next to me.
What's he doing? Calling you a whisker biscuit?
And he looks over at me.
Yeah.
And he says, "What are you smiling at, fruitcake?"
See, I was kind of right on that. Yeah, what are you smiling at, fruitcake? So what'd you say back?
I said, "What's it to ya, Buster?"
Oh yeah, acting tough.
And then he shoved me in the chest and I fell down.
He assaulted you.
He pushed me in the chest and I fell down.
How hard? I mean, did he push you? Did he shove you? Did he make a gesture towards you and you got all startled and fell down? What really happened, Joffrey?
He claims he barely touched me.
Yeah, I wasn't willing to bet. You got those lady feet. Put down the Virginia Slim, too, okay? Please.
So, of course, I demanded that the police be called. And the man just laughed.
Well, were the police called? Evidently, you went to, you were the victim. You were in court. Evidently, the cops were called.
Yes. And the police showed up, and everybody was against me.
I could imagine.
The clerks all said, oh, he barely touched him. The guy said, oh, I barely touched him.
Yep.
And I said, he pushed me to the ground.
Yeah. Did you tell him that he called you a fruitcake, too?
I most certainly did.
And what, so, would they, what, they all agree?
Yeah. And I was demanding that he be arrested, and the police were saying it doesn't work that way, sir.
Correct.
And so I was summoned to court.
You were summoned to court.
Yeah. And so I was assuming that I would be there as a witness to talk about the brutality that had been inflicted upon my person.
Yeah, it sounds like it's caused permanent damage. Yeah, okay. Okay, so you're summoned to court. You think it's, you know, so you can testify about how you were brutalized by a big brute.
Yes. And when I went to court, it looked nothing, the man looked nothing like he did on that night. His hair was all slickered back. All of a sudden, he's wearing glasses and a nice suit.
And sleeves long enough, you know, so you don't see the sleeve tattoos and all that.
And the judge addressed me.
Okay.
And said, do you know why you're here? And I said, yes, I am here to testify about what this monster did to me, Your Honor. And she said, no, that is not why you're here. I have already dealt with this gentleman, but before I close this case, I want you to know the disposition of this case.
Okay.
She addressed the brute and said that he is required to take 6 weeks of anger management classes.
Ah, anger management, yeah, for the false charges that were drummed up on him because he pushed you. I hope you took pictures.
And I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, you should be. Justice served.
And I thought that was it, but it wasn't because then the judge turned to me and she says, and as for you, sir, for your role in this incident, I am sentencing you to 6 weeks of assertiveness training.
Yeah, for being such a pansy, such a panty waste.
This lady judge,
such a worm.
This lady judge started lecturing me on how I needed to stand up for myself and not be such a puss.
Yeah, like Dave. Yeah, absolutely. A puss.
So, I finished my first class on Wednesday night.
How'd that go?
Well, take us in there,
Joffrey. Take us into that first class. What was the first thing? Was there a mean man that was the teacher?
Yes. I think former military or something.
Good. Former military tells you, but stand up straight and act like a man.
What I wanted to do was to see if the things that they told me would work.
Okay.
So I know it'll be hard for you.
For me, yes.
But just try and be mean to me and let me use my training.
All right.
I know you don't mean it.
Yeah, I do mean it. You limp-wristed pansy, crybaby wimp.
Yeah, you say that to me again, you're going to be saying
limp-wristed, crybaby, wimp.
You say that to me again, and you're going to be saying
I just said it.
Without no teeth.
Oh, bitch. Without no teeth? What are you going to do to me?
I'll kick your ass up one side of the street and down the other.
Oh, yeah? And who are you going to do it with, bitch?
Yeah, well, you call me a bitch.
You're a little bitch.
and you'll be going out on a stretcher if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah? Well, then go ahead. Do something. Puss,
yeah,
bitch,
I'll tell
wimp.
You what I'll do. I'll get a 10-penny nail and a ball peen hammer and put it in your eardrum.
Do you realize, little boy, you're going to get your ass beat? You think a little shove by a monster, it was horrible at the convenience store? You're going to be nothing but a pulpy mess, and you ain't going to have any teeth.
Look, last time I checked, I'm the big bull, and this is my pasture.
Now see what that is. That's not standing your ground. That's being antagonistic, and you're going to get... Somebody is going to tell you to effing bite the curb.
I just don't know where the line is.
Yeah, but you got to say it like you mean it, not like you're reading from some script.
Oh, don't mess with me, or this is my pasture.
Say it like you mean it. Go ahead. Say it. I understand this isn't real. You know what? Say it like you mean it to me.
Pretend Stan just kicked one of your dogs.
Yeah. I kick Pepper like a damn football through the goalpost.
Say, Joff, just say, I'm going to beat your ass, bitch.
Ooh.
Yeah, Dave.
What he said.
Yeah,
Dave's going to kick your ass.
You don't go and put it on him. And plus, I've kicked his ass before. It's easy.
What?
He's a puss.
Keep talking. Joffrey, you just need to sit there and go, hey, man.
I'll tell you right now. Joffrey,
what
I'm going to say.
Hey, Dave.
You need to say, hey, man. Why are you messing with me, bro? You want a piece of this?
Bro?
Okay, let me try.
Throw in a little bro.
Hey, why are you messing with me, bro? You want a piece of this?
Oh, no, Mr. Mean Man.
Come on, Joffrey. You gotta get from
you're
the...
You're scaring me.
From the Longs, brother. Or sister, or...
You ever try Preparation H under your eyes?
All the time.
That guy needs the man up.
Yep, like you. We're going to
shut up, man.
Hey, everybody, it's D-Train here. I want to thank you all for being committed Stan and Haney podcast listeners and would love to invite you to check out the other podcasts brought to you by Beasley Broadcasting. Check out Hellbound with Jeff Zito, my World War II-based podcast, What's the Scuttlebutt Podcast, and the all-new Waterman and D-Train Show. And you can find all of these podcasts on the 96K Rock app that you can download from your app store or simply go to 96krock.com.
Mark Haney and the News. Brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News with Dan Rather substituting for Walter Cronkite. And in Washington, Ike Pappas, Marvin Kalb, Bob Schieffer,
Terry Drinkwater,
Roger Mudd, Daniel Shore, Terry Drinkwater at Camp Pendleton, okay. California, David Dick in Niceville, Florida, and Roy Caron in Marshalltown, Iowa.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, April 27th.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know.
All right.
Would you say that George Lucas is considered a great director?
Yeah, he's one of your modern day big-time directors.
He's got it made. George Lucas has only directed two movies in his career that are not Star Wars.
Really?
THX 1138 and American Graffiti.
Well, I'll stand by American Graffiti.
And then... I guess when you make the perfect movie, then you don't have to do it anymore.
Then don't you become like executive producer, or your name goes under something else?
Yeah, and you just collect the checks.
Yep.
You don't have to work. That's got to be amazing.
See, now I'm thinking of John Landis, Steven Spielberg. They'd fall into that same deal. I know they directed a lot of films.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's kind of the point. You think of Lucas. George Lucas. Yeah, he's a great director. Well, he hasn't done it a lot. I am quite sure that you will remember this. Today, if you go and get a box of crayons, you will see the color peach.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I already know what you're talking about. And yes, I do remember this.
That same color was there in the box back in the 60s, but it was called something different. It was called flesh.
Mm-hmm. I used to call it, when my mom was sitting with me, in the color, skin color. Flesh.
Now, they claim that it was changed in 1962. But I don't think that's right, because I was born in 66 and I remember it quite clearly.
Yep.
And they changed it because they felt it was racist to consider that the only flesh color.
I could understand that.
They didn't change Indian red to chestnut until 1999.
See? Look at that. Now, I'm wondering. Now, yes, Crayola crayons. We all had Crayola crayons with the sharpener in the back and all of that stuff. But there had to be, because I remember flesh, skin color. There had to be, like, Crayola's competition that also put out crayons that actually still said that. 1962? Come on.
Mm-mm. You know what a turkey is?
That's three strikes and bowling.
The animal.
Yes, I know what a turkey
gobble,
is.
Gobble, gobble.
It's a bird.
Why do we call it a turkey?
I don't know. Why? Why do we? I mean, they've been calling it. Franklin wanted it to be the national bird. He called it a turkey back then.
All right. Buckle up, because we're about to go down the rabbit hole.
Okay.
Americans got the word for turkeys because they wrongly thought the birds were from the country of Turkey. Now, in the country of Turkey,
yeah,
they call the birds Hindis because they wrongly believe they're from India. They're native to the Americas.
I was always under the assumption they were a native bird because that's why Franklin wanted it. It was a native to the Americas.
But evidently, we thought they came from Turkey. And in Turkey, they think they came from India.
Look at this. Haney, we're right. We're right on the Crayola stuff. It was called skin when I was in the third grade, and that was in 2002, says a texter. Another one said, I was born in 1982, and I could have sworn I saw flesh color.
Mm-hmm.
in crayons.
Yeah, I don't know where they got 62 from, but I wouldn't count on it. Interesting new survey out today. What they did is they showed pictures of old technology to kids between the ages of 6 and 18 years old and asked them simply, what is this a picture of?
Oh, I'd like to see these pictures.
Pager.
I remember I thought that was a newfangled thing. I remember when my daughter, before she was born, and I would go out and play golf or something, or I was had to carry a pager.
That's how I got anchored with it.
In case something happened.
Never wanted it. And as soon as I could get rid of it, I did.
Didn't have a cell phone. It was a pager that was on my belt. And then you'd take it off your belt, press the button, and it would show you the number that was paging you.
Mm-hmm.
That was a very rotten thing.
It really was. That's for doctors, not me.
Yep. Yeah, doctors used to use them when they had an emergency at the hospital, and they'd always get out of a dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
Beep, 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 beep. I'm sorry. I have to go to the hospital.
Hate that sound to this day.
Yep.
86% had no idea what that was.
Really?
Showed them a picture of a pager, and the kids are going, I don't know.
Don't have a clue. Do they still, D-Train, do they still make a pager? Are pagers still made today?
Yeah, I think there's like one or two models.
Hmm.
I really don't know why you'd need one, but I'm sure.
I remember when the sales department here, before cell phones, all the salespeople here had pagers.
It's like an anchor.
Yep.
Overhead projector. 71% had no idea. What is that contraption?
Wait a second. They still use those.
How do you know?
I've been in classrooms and seen them in the classroom.
What classroom are you talking about? Because now they use digital, they actually use film projectors, like regular movie projectors.
Remember the thing
that
used to sit there? It was clear, and they put the transparency
on
them.
They don't
use
that anymore.
It would show up on the wall.
Unless you're in some old broke-ass school.
They still have those.
No, they have electronic
whiteboards.
What are
you doing hanging out in old broke-ass schools, Stan?
Just, you know, for kicks.
Just trolling the school, see what's going on.
Yeah. Looking for bus drivers.
See what's going on. Yeah. Yeah, they're hot.
Floppy disk. 67% were mystified.
Yeah, I can remember throwing out tons of those things.
Cassette tape. 40%.
Here's what I read an article. Maybe it was something that you even read too, Haney, because we read some of the same publications. The return of vinyl is so huge right now, and it's, you know, they virtually don't make CDs anymore, but they're pressing more vinyl than they have in ages, and they're building brand new state-of-the-art turntables for this new vinyl. And there was some expert said, guess what? The next big thing is going to be bringing back cassette tapes. And that's going to be the next thing that your millennials are going to want. They're going to want a tape deck. That's going to be the next big thing.
That's followed by videotape. 37%. What is that?
I still have a VHS in my house.
Mm-hmm. Typewriter.
Mm. Our last one in this building was tossed about right around Irma.
27% could not figure out what a typewriter was.
Nice IBM that had that ball on it.
Mm-hmm. That's a Selectric.
Yep. Typed many a newscast on that.
Them are good for tossing, from what I understand.
You,
I used to have a temper.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you mentioned the other day how much better I am.
You have gotten much better. I wouldn't even imagine doing that. Even back then, that was gold. Make a good. Sorry,
pardon.
Sorry, folks.
Make a good one?
Thing to throw around.
Yeah, laptops don't make the same sound when you throw them up against the wall as a good Selectric does.
Ah, a good heavy piece of machinery. Mm-hmm. And a rage.
Yeah. They were tough machines.
Not that tough. As I found out to my chagrin. Not as tough as you might think. Yeah. Record player. 26%.
I don't get that. There's record players everywhere now.
They showed him a postcard and 23% were puzzled.
Oh, God. Well, those are dimwits. You still can mail a postcard, too.
Disposable camera, 9% were confused by that.
I could imagine that. those used to be the way you'd get around, you know, that disposable camera.
And believe it or not, the one that did the best, that the most people knew, your old rotary phone. That's a telephone.
So they,
well done, kids.
They knew that. Yeah. They just don't know how to work it. Remember we had that one clip of the mother showing the kid the rotary phone, and they didn't know that you had to roll it around. Mm-hmm. They were just putting their fingers in the hole. Come on.
I missed that.
What, a good rotary phone?
Yeah.
Well, right here. I wish I still wanted it hooked up. Look at this baby.
Just love the sound it makes.
Get out of my way.
You got a proper ringer.
Throw that across the room and see how that sounds.
No!
Now, that's a sound that you heard all the time, and it's gone now.
Here's the thing. If you watch some of the old TV shows, there was a way on television to dial a phone, too.
Okay.
Because it was based on urgency. And you know, and I'm going to tell you this right now. Next time you see an episode of Sanford and Son, because Red Fox, who was a genius, knew that was the TV way of dialing a phone, so he would purposely screw it up. But you would do this.
So can you show us dial normally?
Yes.
And then the TV way?
This would be like, I'll give you my, I'll dial my late grandmother's telephone number.
All right.
And that was 4-8-9.
Is it picking it up?
Yeah, I think it's picking it. Here, let me get it up closer. So I can, this tripod. Okay, wait a minute, you like this. And then you'd go, and then you'd put your 7 numbers in on the rotary, and then you'd call.
So that's a normal person.
Yes. Now, the TV way to dial a rotary phone, and you watch for it. And Red Fox used to screw it up on purpose on Sanford and Son, because he knew how to do it. Whenever a phone is used, and Hemingway used to say this, if you have a phone or a lamp or something in the scene that you're describing, you better use it or it's pointless to be there. So when they would use a phone in a rotary phone in a TV show, there was urgency. I've got to get Haney on the phone right now. I've got to call him before the bomb goes off.
Mm-hmm.
And then you'd go, and it's long dials for the first few numbers, and to show the urgency, short numbers at the end. So you'd get this. Let me see if I can bring it up here.
And then so this is panic.
This is panic. And then to wrap it up.
And there you go.
You throw in those short little.
So what would Red Fox do?
He would pick up the phone.
Do it backwards.
Lamont would tell him, go call the pawn shop, see if we can get our stuff back.
Mm-hmm.
And he would pick up the phone and dial it, and he wouldn't go all the way around. He'd just... And that's how he did it.
The more you know.
Yeah.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, a newspaper delivery man in Anchorage, Alaska, was brutally attacked by 3 men around 3:30 in the morning on Tuesday.
That's when they are delivering.
At least one of them had a knife. We know this because he was stabbed several times on his upper and lower body and was bleeding profusely. But instead of calling 911 or going to the hospital, he continued delivering papers. The police were none the wiser until 3 hours later when several customers called 911 with an unusual complaint. They got worried when they found bloody newspapers on their doorsteps.
Oh, yeah.
And saw the trail of blood going through the hallway of an apartment building. It is not clear why the guy didn't request assistance. They caught up to him and said, "Hey, fella, you probably ought to get that looked at."
Yeah.
He was treated at the hospital, and although numerous, the injuries were not life-threatening, and police have not caught the guys.
You were bringing up during the headlines, you know, sort of, you know, facetiously, do they still deliver newspapers around? There's another thing. If you're going to be showing pictures of stuff that kids today don't understand, you'll never understand the frustration of newspapers have deadlines. They've got to get it so that they can get them to the people at 3 o'clock in the morning to go deliver them to your door.
Mm-hmm.
No computers, no emails, no nothing. And you're a kid, and your team has to play out on the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And so it might be me listening to the Yankees, or the Yankees are playing the Angels. And I can't stay up to listen to the game. I got to go to sleep. I got to get up for school. And the paper's delivered in the morning. And you try to find the box scores late. And they wouldn't have the score because they couldn't get the information in on time.
Think about the fact it wasn't that long ago in the grand scheme of things. And people would check the stock prices in the newspaper that were a day old.
Yep.
Now, if it's 10 minutes old, what are you talking about?
They would have all the closing numbers from the stock exchanges in the following day's paper.
Mm-hmm. Now, see, and we were spoiled because we got into radio, me extremely young, you were still young, but, you know, you get used to having an AP wire at your disposal.
Yes, it was very good, and you've done this before, too. I worked at a full-service AM station, and they would have games. Like, it would be, you know, whatever the local game was that was designated to carry. But you could go and dial in on the satellite the other games.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to go and hear the Yankee game,
you'd be the only one,
you could do it. And that was another advantage of being in radio back then.
Oh, there were lots of advantages. But, speaking of which, don't know if anybody cares, but I just found out that due to some flex scheduling issues, Dolphins season opener will not be televised in our market.
Beautiful.
Because they decided to flex that over to Fox, which means Tampa's playing at the same time.
That's like why I love Xfinity's Red Zone. Because on those days, I can still switch over to there. And if things are going on live with a Dolphins game that's blacked out in the area here, that's why I love it. But yeah, not nationally not televised in our area, game one.
Mm-hmm. Police in Germany received a call last Wednesday, very disturbing call, about possible sexual abuse going on.
Oh, my.
The man called the police and said he'd seen two men tying up a nude woman through a window across the street. When the police busted into the apartment, they soon learned there's no problem. This is all consensual. Turned out to be an amateur bondage session.
Oh, that is wild stuff right there.
And you might think the three people inside were embarrassed or at least a little upset that the police had busted in on them. The farthest thing from it In fact, they invited all the officers to join in.
Oh, yeah. You compensate for it. When you've crossed that barrier.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't, a lot of that stuff doesn't bother you anymore. A
couple of healthy fellas here. They've brought their own cuffs. Yeah. Let's make it a party.
Yeah, that's, you know, they've leaped through a lot of hurdles of embarrassment or shock by the time you get to that.
Oh, those nerves long dead.
Yep.
The police turned them down, or at least that's what they say in the report.
Right. Don't always believe that report.
And Germany. I think they're...
Decadent.
I think they may be getting ready to take over Japan in the kink department.
Yep. That you want to talk about. And it's, and just like their language, it's an angry kink.
And it's stuff that would never occur to you.
Nope. It's like, you can do that?
Yeah. Don't you at least want people to be attractive?
Not important.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Ah, oh, they'll be on a beta. That's the whole point to me.
Yeah.
This is a terrible, terrible, horrific story.
You said about this in the headlines, and we still don't know what it is.
There may be worse things you could do to a man, but I don't want to try to imagine it. There is a 57-year-old woman named Brenda Allen who lives in beautiful Tavares, Florida. And on Monday night, just like every other night, she and her husband were hanging out at home, nude, getting drunk.
Yeah, that turns into a family routine, doesn't it? Husband, wife, nude, drunk.
Until they got into an argument, and then it was anything but routine. We don't know what the argument was about, but Brenda quickly escalated things by forcefully attempting to yank out her husband's catheter.
Stop it! Stop! Hold! Let's go step back for a second. These two are at home drinking.
Nude.
He's drinking alcohol. Mm-hmm. That causes one to go use the facilities a lot. Mm-hmm. But he, on the other hand, has a problem to which doctors require him to wear a catheter.
Yes, sir.
And so he is consuming alcoholic beverages nude at home with his wife while being applied a catheter.
Bingo.
And she got into an argument, and the weapon she used was to pull out his catheter.
To try and pull it out by the root.
Oh, my God!
We don't know who his doctor is, but he did a fantastic job on the install of that catheter.
Oh.
Because although she tried her best multiple times, she couldn't pull it out.
Oh! Just the thought, and I've never had to experience this, just the thought of having to, being a guy, because you got to get up to the bladder. And the route that it takes is not, that is just excruciating just thinking about it.
And dangling she, around like a pinata.
Oh, my God. Yeah, give me that.
Ow!
Yes! Oh, my God!
Yanking on it like a lawnmower.
Oh!
Once she realized she'd never get that catheter out of there, I don't know if she picked up a rolling pin or what, but she chased him out of the house, and of course, he's nude and has a catheter and is now out in the street. People are going to notice.
Yep, and he has the holding bag, I'm sure, around his ankles, or in this case, probably dragging behind him.
The police arrived and arrested Brenda on a charge of simple battery.
Simple battery.
You ready for this?
Okay, lay it on us.
Ah!
Oh, my God!
Evil. That's a mean, mean woman.
What happened to her nose?
I think she's got a broken nose. She looks like a prize fighter. And you know what? She doesn't feel bad about a thing she did. Look at her.
No, she wants to hit the person taking the picture.
Yep. Run a comb through that hair.
Ah.
That is just...
Oh. And she was sitting around nude.
Nude.
Yeah.
Well, her husband's sitting around there, leg kicked up with a catheter.
Drinking.
Well, that's why he's drinking. He had to stare at that nude.
And that's the news for today, Friday, April 27th.
Double M X V Triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Monkey Haney, telling it like it is.
That is such an evil thing to do.
Horrible.
But that doc did a good job. All lodged up in there.
Okay, I got an expert here. They have inflatable bladders that secure them into place. So once it goes up there, they inflate it, and it won't come out. And she's yanking at it. I can't think of anything more excruciating.
I'm sure there's something, but I don't want to go down that road.
Nope. Jason and Todd from the Diamond
Suffice
District.
Suffice it to say... It wasn't pleasant.
Bringing us news this afternoon. We'll be back.
Women are capable of anything.
Of anything!
Hey, this is market manager Brad Beasley. You know, I used to listen to Stan and Haney for many, many years. But quite frankly, I don't listen to Stan and Haney anymore.
Yeah.
And I don't like them.
Why would he record that?
I don't know.
He likes me.
Listen to this, Haney. Once it goes into the bladder, a balloon is inflated to stop urine from going anywhere except through the tube in the balloon.
You had one, Dave?
Yeah, dude. I've had one of those before, and they put too long of a cord on it, and I was drinking beer, stepped on it, and it yanked out of my...
It doesn't yank out.
No, it didn't yank out. The whole thing is, next thing I know, blood started pouring out.
It has to be deflated before removing. It hurts like hell, even for a woman.
What if a woman tried to yank it out of you? How bad would that hurt?
Oh, my God. It's unbelievably bad. I'm telling you, because there's bleeding everywhere.
Now, K-Rock Traffic.
All right. Woo! Quitting time, everybody.
Ain't got time for that.
All right, okay.
Yeah, I'm Stan.
All right.
Yeah, I play golf.
I know everything.
I know everything.
Yeah, you do. Huh, smart ass. Fort Myers crash, College Parkway and South Cleveland Avenue. We also have a hit and run in Fort Myers at the 5,000 block of Cleveland Avenue and the parking lot of the Best Buy. Crash, another hit and run at Matacumbe Key Road. Matacumbe Key Road and Cass K Restaurant. That'll do traffic. Now we're done. Sorry, dude.
Let's laugh.
I'm thinking about Stan. I know everything.
I'm thinking about bleeding through my...
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I come from some weird DNA. My parents met playing in a professional foosball tournament. So if you're embarrassed you met your spouse on Tinder, could be worse. Like, I literally wouldn't exist if it weren't for foosball. Yeah, which is sad. But some of you wouldn't exist if it weren't for boxed wine, so it's like, oh, whatever. Gets weirder. Not only is my dad a pro foosball player, he's also a slam poetry champion and an international yo-yo man. Yeah, my dad has the sex appeal love of fanny pack. I'm lucky, though, because most parents are disappointed if their kid becomes a comedian, but my circusy parents are like, wow, you did a show and they paid you $12? You're like a lawyer.
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we'll be back here at 2 o'clock. Roger Marley up next with a safe word at 6. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock. We leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy.
Hey.
Joffrey.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What do you want?
Well, I have just been through a devastating court case.
You've gone to court?
I went to the convenience store. Mm-hmm. And I picked up, just a little wine cooler, a little juicy juice, you know.
Sure.
And I asked the clerk for a package of Virginia Slims 100s menthol in the Crush Truth purse pack. Uh-huh. And as I'm standing there and I'm waiting for my cigarette,
yeah,
I'm not thinking about anything. I'm having a perfectly nice day. Sure. But there's this big burly fellow standing next to me.
What's he doing, calling you a whisker biscuit?
He looks over at me.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
And he says, "What are you smiling at, fruitcake?"
Ah, yeah. See, I was kind of right on that.
I said, "What's it to you, buster?"
Oh, yeah, acting tough.
And then he shoved me in the chest and I fell down.
How hard? I mean, did he push you? Did he shove you? Did he make a gesture towards you and you got all startled and fell down?
So, of course, I demanded that the police be called. And the man just laughed. And the police showed up, and everybody was against me.
I could imagine.
The clerks all said, "Oh, he barely touched him." The guy said, "Oh, I barely touched him."
Yep.
And I said, "He pushed me to the ground."
Yeah, did you tell him that he called you a fruitcake, too?
I most certainly did.
And what'd they all agree?
Yeah. And I was demanding that he be arrested. And the police were saying it doesn't work that way, sir.
Correct.
So I was summoned to court. And so I was assuming that I would be there as a witness to talk about the brutality that had been inflicted upon my person.
Yeah, it sounds like it's caused permanent damage.
Mm. And when I went to court, the man looked nothing like he did on that night. His hair was all slickered back. All of a sudden, he's wearing glasses and a nice suit.
Mm-hmm. And sleeves long enough, you know, so you don't see the sleeve tattoos and all that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And the judge addressed me.
Okay.
And said, "Do you know why you're here?" And I said, "Yes, I am here to testify about what this monster did to me, Your Honor." Mm-hmm. And she said, "No, that is not why you're here. I have already dealt with this gentleman, but before I close this case, I want you to know the disposition of this case."
Okay.
She addressed the brute and said that he is required to take 6 weeks of anger management classes.
Ah, anger management, yeah.
And I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah, you should be.
Then the judge turned to me, and she says, "And as for you, sir, for your role in this incident, I am sentencing you to 6 weeks of assertiveness training." This lady judge started lecturing me on how I needed to stand up for myself and not be such a puss.
Yeah, like Dave. Yeah, absolutely. A puss.
So I finished my first class on Wednesday night.
How'd that go?
So I know it'll be hard for you.
For me, yes.
But just try and be mean to me and let me use my training.
All right.
I know you don't mean it.
Yeah, I do mean it. You limp-wristed pansy, crybaby wimp.
Yeah. You say that to me again, you're going to be saying
limp-wristed, crybaby, wimp.
You say that to me again, and you're going to be saying
I just said it.
Without no teeth.
Oh, bitch. Without no teeth? What are you going to do to me?
I'll kick your ass up one side of the street and down the other.
Oh, yeah? And who are you going to do it with, bitch?
Yeah, well, you call me a bitch.
You're a little bitch.
And you'll be going out on a stretcher if you're lucky.
Oh, yeah? Well, then go ahead. Do something. Puss,
yeah,
bitch,
I'll tell
wimp.
You what I'll do. I'll get a 10-penny nail and a ball peen hammer and put it in your eardrum.
Do you realize little boy. You're going to get your ass beat. You think a little shove by a monster, it was horrible at the convenience store. You're going to be nothing but a pulpy mess. And you ain't going to have any teeth.
Look, last time I checked, I'm the big bull, and this is my pasture.
Do you ever try Preparation H under your eyes?
All the time.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.